This is Lawrence Tuning, and these are my 88 friends.
Me and my 88 friends. Me and my 88 friends. I will sing you a song that will help me along. They're my one man band. I'm the number one fan. Me and my 88.
Welcome to another episode of Me and My 88 Friends. This is Lawrence Tuning, your host. This is our 125th episode. Last week, I had a great time doing a joint episode with my grandson Dalton and his friend Gabe from Texas. We did a joint episode. They have a podcast of their own. And of course, I've had this podcast for well over 2 years. One of the questions that Gabe asked me was, how long had I been doing music, and was I still doing music? I told him it started in 1970. And yes, I'm still doing music in a garage, and that I had done 10 projects over the years. And it got my mind going back to the different projects that we've done and the different songs. A song is a living, breathing thing. Some songs are for a particular moment in time, and other songs seem to last and have a long shelf life. And so I decided today we would just let some of these songs do the talking. We don't have a guest today, but these are songs that the Lord inspired me to write that seem to have a longer shelf life than some. I get a lot of requests for these songs. So I want you to just to sit back, and we're just going to let the songs play. And then toward the end of the broadcast, I want to sing you my two newest compositions. I pray that these songs will draw you closer to the foot of the cross.
Through the long dark night, out on the open sea, by faith alone. And yet his eyes were watching me. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sail. As I face the raging seas, the anchor holds in spite of the storm. I've had visions. Of sand. sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. The anchor holds. They were watching from a distance, and they would not take their eyes from you. You were bleeding, they were weeping. Faithful sisters, they had followed you. They could not understand, they could not see. They were mourning their loss, and the sky turned black as the earth turned red at the foot of the cross. He was standing. So close, they could hear you sighing. All around them, angry voices pierced the darkness, and you were dying, but they would not leave. They lingered there, no matter the cost, they were staying. They were praying
the foot of the cross. Keep me near the cross, may I never stray so far that I cannot see what flowed down to me at the foot of the cross. Now I'm standing in your presence, Lord, I cannot take my eyes from you. You have risen, I'm forgiven, precious Savior, I worship you. I'm not looking back, I've heard your voice. Staying here, I've made my choice, and it's real, and I kneel at the foot of the cross. So far that I cannot see what flowed down to me at the foot of the cross. Oh Jesus, keep me near the cross, I want to stay near the cross, may I never stray so far that I cannot see what flowed down to me at the foot of the cross. An old song in the hymn book, I used to sing it as a little child. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Each time that I would hear it, it would make me smile. I didn't understand what it meant back then. It was just a favorite childhood hymn. Oh, but tonight it's real. Now I kneel at the foot of the cross. Jesus, keep me near the cross. The cross, may I never stray so far that I cannot see what flowed down to me at the foot of the cross. Amen. Holy fire, fall on me. Give me strength for the task. Take me higher, close to thee. This is all that I ask. Here I am, send me forth. Fields are ripe, time is short. Hear my plea, fall on me, holy fire.
Jesus, fall on me. Give me strength for the task. Take me higher, close to thee. This is all that I ask. Here I am, send me forth. Feels arrived, time is short. Hear my plea, fall on me. Holy fire, holy fire, just fall on me. Give me strength for the task. Take me higher, close to thee. This is all that I ask. Lord, here I am, send me forth. Feels arrived, the time is short. Hear my plea, fall on me. Holy fire, hear my plea, just fall.
Carry on, carry on, carry on. to my brothers and my sisters who are facing persecution and are spending time in prison for the things the Lord has done. When they kick you and they beat you, no matter how they treat you, we'll be praying that the Lord will give you strength to carry on. Carry on, carry on. It won't be long before we gather round God's throne. Carry on, carry on. To the students on the campus who are speaking out for Jesus, when the winds of opposition swirl around you day by day, even if you're mocked and hated, don't you be intimidated. There's a great reward that's waiting if you'll only carry on. Carry on, carry on. It won't be long before we gather round God's throne. Carry on, carry on. To the lonely missionary, to the pastor growing weary, to the parents of the wayward child for whom you prayed so long, this is time to let up, it's the time to lift your head up. When you're sowing tears, you're reaping joy, don't stop. Carry on, carry on, carry on. It won't be long before we gather round God's throne. Carry on, carry on. Carry on, carry on. It won't be long before we gather round God's throne. Carry on. Maybe you're facing great temptation and you need some consolation, 'cause the devil's doing all he can to make you trip and fall. Yes, the devil will accuse you, he'll even try to bruise you, but resist him and he'll flee from you. Get on, carry on, carry on, carry on. It won't be long before we gather round God's throne.
All is about to cave in.
Then I cry out in despair, and he is there just like so many times before. And my soul cried, Ebenezer, thus far the Lord has helped me. Ebenezer, thus far the Lord has helped me. Now I'm standing at the crossroads, this one thing I ask. Lessons learned along the ancient path. Somebody asked, where are you going? Tell me, why are you walking so fast? I said, I've got to get back to the place of faith. It's the only thing that's ever gonna last. Last night I closed my eyes and saw a holy place. There was a stone on the ground, and I could hear a sound coming from heavenly space. It said the stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. And my soul cried, Ebenezer, for the Lord has helped me. Ebenezer, that's for the Lord has helped me. I run to my stone of help, that's for the Lord has helped me. Jesus is my stone of help, that's for the Lord has helped me. Jesus, you're my stone of help, thus far the Lord has helped me. She heard someone say the healer was passing through. So she rushed through the crowd, hoping out loud the rumor she heard was true. She had suffered gone, yet the thought that he might draw near lit a small flame inside she could not deny. Then she heard someone whisper, he's here. Then her faith quickly, if I could just touch his clothes, I believe I will surely be healed. And so she stretched out her arm and touched the hem of his garment, and both of them knew that her faith had broken through. For the rest of her life, she would smile with delight when she paused to recall the day the healer passed through. Are you desperate today? He's passing your way. Outstretched arms, he'd welcome me. Why did I?
I want to go where he goes. When Arkin, who's right about where he's gonna rule? Will it be in old Jerusalem or maybe somewhere beyond the blue? I wouldn't care exactly where, even if it was Kalamazoo. And if that were a fact, you know I'd pack and move to Michigan too.
Today my heart was broken. I sat down and I cried. I lost something very dear to me. I felt alone inside. I needed to talk to someone. All that I could do was pray. Then I heard a still small voice. This is what I heard it say. You love me in the autumn. Love me in the spring. You loved me when the summer breeze was ever so gently blowing. But will you love me when the winter comes and you feel the Will you stay with me, or will you be my fair weather friend? I've known the joy of laughter. Sung those songs of praise. I have lifted my voice. My heart has rejoiced. Another time and place. But today my heart is breaking. The laughter just isn't there. Once again, I hear that still small voice whispering in my ear. You love me in the autumn. You love me in the spring. Summer breeze was ever so gently blowing. But will you love me when the winter comes and you feel the icy wind? Will you stay with me, or will you be fair weather friend? you. I have no friend like you. How could I ever doubt your love after all that we've gone through? But I need you, Lord, to hold me like a father holds a child. This too shall pass, and I'll learn again to smile. And I will love you in the autumn. Lord, I'm gonna love you in the spring. And I will love you when the summer brings is ever. Soon the spring will come again. Send the rain, send the rain, let your righteousness rain down, let your holiness abound, let the people know your truth. Let salvation bear its fruit. Lord, we're living in a dry and thirsty land. So we ask you once again, send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain. Let your righteousness rain down. Let your holiness abound. Let the people know your truth. Let salvation bear its fruit. Lord, we're living dry and thirsty land. So we ask you once again, send the rain.
and the rain. Send the rain. Let your righteousness rain down. Let your holiness abound. Let the people know your truth. Let salvation bear its fruit. Lord, we're living in a dry and thirsty land. So we ask you once again, send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain.
Sharper than a double-edged sword. Throughout history, men have tried to vilify it, attack it, and beat it down. But I read somewhere that a wise man said, the Bible is an anvil that has broken many hammers. It's been twisted and misused, resisted and refused. It's been criticized and ridiculed, politicized and overruled. It's the Word of God. Just for the record, here I'll stay, leaning on the Word of God. Some have tried to dilute it. Some have tried to refute it. Some have even tried to remove it from the face of the earth, but they could never uproot it. Yes, it's the Word. Here I stand, here I'll stay.
Here I'm gonna stay. I'm leaning on the word of God. Leaning on the word of God.
Yes, I am.
I'm leaning on the word of God.
This is Lawrence Tuning. This episode, we have mainly just played music and let the lyrics to some of my most requested songs do the preaching. I was asked on last week's episode how long I'd been writing songs and if I was still writing songs. And what I told my friend Gabe was that I was a lot more prolific in my 20s and 30s. But I'm still writing some songs as they come, as an older man. And I want to close this episode with two songs that are the most recent ones that the Lord has inspired me to write. The first one is called Rewrite History. This was inspired after going to a large high school reunion of my wife's class and talking to a person there who had wanted to escape and get off the grid because of some bad experiences he had had in his past. So this is Rewrite History.
Had the power to rewrite history, would you go find some paper and pick up the pen? Are there chapters you would throw in the fire? Had the power to write them over again. Decisions that led to heartache, crossroads where you took the wrong turn. What would you change? What would we learn? We were all gathered after so many years of being apart. Most were smiling, I could see the sadness in the eyes of some with broken hearts. Decisions that led to heartache, crossroads crossroads where they took the wrong turn. If they had the power to rewrite history, what would they change? What would we learn? There is a road that leads to Calvary. There Jesus died on the outskirts of town to give us a hope and the future. Us to higher ground. There's no way you can rewrite history. You can never go back and relive it again. But there are chapters yet to be written. How will the story end?
I want to close this episode by singing a song that is brand new. I've never sung it in public before now. I've wanted to write this song for a number of years, but it just never came. But in the last couple of years, I have become aware firsthand of the suffering church, those who are being persecuted for their faith all over the world. The name of this song is Ishmael. And it is based on true events that happen all over the world. This is about a man who has been incarcerated for his faith in Jesus. He's living in a place where it is a capital offense to convert to Christianity. And it's a very dark song, very serious song. But I know of situations, even in the last year, 2 years, of people who were in this exact situation that the character in this song is in. We need to pray for the persecuted church. We need to do everything we can for them. This is a fictitious character, but it's based on any number of people who go through this and are going through this. Even as I speak, the name of the song is Ishmael.
His name is Ishmael. And he sits in a prison cell. Tomorrow a judge will tell what the future holds, what it holds for Ishmael. He's accused of a serious crime. He's been arrested for a second time, and time is running out. And tomorrow they will decide if he lives or if he dies. So I say a prayer tonight for Ishmael. Ishmael. They found a Bible in his home, something illegal for a person to own or to turn to Christ. Ishmael. He chose to walk the narrow path, and someone took a photograph the day he was baptized. He's been warned and he's been fined. He refuses to change his mind. So I say a prayer tonight for Ishmael. And tonight his wife will weep, and his child will find it hard to sleep. So I say a prayer tonight for Ishmael.
That's our show for this week. Thank you for listening. Special thanks, as always, goes to Brian Hoogenboom for his wonderful engineering for this show. Always keep your eyes on Jesus. I hope you listen to us next week. God bless.
Me and my 88 friends, me and my 88 friends, I will sing you a song.